We're on the chat with Chofa Medeis. Rav Chishta, we're going to, since we have like an Amid and a third till the end of the Perek, we're going to split this into two and do part today and finish the Perek on Sunday and start Kosha on Monday. So we'll go till about a third of the way from the bottom today, and then that and the top of Chaf Aleph on Sunday, Yemitz Hashem, and then we'll start Kol Shah on Monday. Okay. Rav Chishti Rami Pischa, Pischa Mishani. Rav Chishti brought a shira from Halacha of burning chametz, Trumas chametz, Erev Pesach, to another case of Trumas chametz, and he answered this shira. Mi om Rav Yeshua Shteim Kachas, in our Mishnah, Rav Yeshua said that you can burn Truma Tahora and Truma Tmeya together. Right, so we'll be back on the ballot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, last line, the Mishnah, Shteim Kachas. Al Nech Leku Al Atluya Val Atumeya. So the last Omer, Tesar of Zuli Hatzma Zuli. Hatzma'a. Rabbi Yeshua said that you can burn Tluya and Tmeya, Sopik, Tramei Truma, and Vade Tramei Truma together. But Tahora and Tmeya, right, are that not. But Tluya and Tmeya, yes. So, and from the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yeshua held that you can burn Tluya and Tmeya together. Raminu, Om Rabbi Yossi, Ein Anidin Doma L'Raya. Sheidu Rabbi Yossi, Wal Mahi Idu, Rabbi Yossi himself countered Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva, right, that when they were made, right, and then what's it called? We said that Rav Meir said midivrayim. We can learn that you can burn truma tahora with truma tmeya erev Pesach. So Rav Yossi countered that and said it's not the same. K'sheidu rabbeinu al mahidu imal abasu shenitma b'vlada truma shesarf and also abasu shenitma b'yava truma. Right, either Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim was made that you can burn something that was nitma b'vlada tumah, vlad, with an av. But both of them are tummy. Zetummy, the zetummy. Imala shemen shenifso b'tfuzya, Rabbi Akiva's case, shemen that was posel. You can burn. B'ner shenitma b'tummy meis, ze posel b'zetummy. This one's posel, this one's tummy. Af anu modin b'truma shenitmeis b'vlada tumah, shesot and also ma truma shenitmeis b'avatumah. I also agree that if both Trumas were Tameh, they were just different levels of Tuma, that you can burn them together. But how can you learn from that you can burn even a Sufik Tameh with a Tameh? And surely not a Tahar with a Tameh, but even a Sufik Tameh. Maybe it's really Tahar. Maybe Eliyahu will come and tell us that it's Tahar. So the Chora, here we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't burn Tluya with Tmeya. And before we had, what's it called, Rabbi Yeshua, who said that you can burn, and Rabbi Yossi was the one who was made. But even, what's it called, Rabbi Yeshua is only moda to Tluya and Tmeya. And here Rabbi Yossi himself says that Tluya and Tmeya can't burn together. And here it's master that much is moda, Tluya and Tmeya, yes. Mishani, Horeb Shimon, Valivad Rabbi Yeshua, Horeb Yossi, Valivad Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara, then he answered, what's it called, Rav Chisda, answered, that there are two different shitas according to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yeshua holds you can burn Tluya and Tmeya together, that is Rav Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, holds that even Tluya you can't burn with Tmeya. Itanya, where do we see this case? Reb Yudal Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Nevarin Sakum of Nea Shabbos, the certain Trumos Tmeyos, Tluyos Utahoros, Diver Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, since it has to be burned, there's no halacha that you have to be Shomerit B'Tara, and you can burn Tahoros, Tmeyos, Tluyos, everything together. Reb Yossi Omer, Tahor B'Fnei Atzma, Utluy B'Fnei Atzma, O Tmeya B'Fnei Atzma. Reb Yossi says, no, you have to burn them separately. You can't burn the Tluya with a Tahora because maybe it's Tame. You can't burn a Tluya with a Tmeya because maybe it's Tahor. And you surely can't burn the Tmeya and the Tahora together. Amr Reb Shimon said, no, Lunech Leku Reb Elezer, Reb Yeshua told about Tmeya, Shein Sotram, that Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua only didn't argue that you can't burn Tahora with Tmeya. Ala Tluya Val Tahora Shesorfin, and here there's two different Girsos. The Girsa we have, most of the Rishonim have, that you can burn Tluya with Tahora. Not like we had with Reb Yossi, because Tluya is only a Sufik Tame, never had a Cheskas Tuma, and the Tahora is Tahora, so Tluya and Tahora you can burn together. And others hold, no, Tluya is a Sufik Tame. How could you burn it with a Tahora? Maybe it's Tame. So Shesorfin, Aman Nechleku, what is the Machlokas? Ala Tluya Vala Tmeya. Can you burn Tluya together with Tmeya? Sure, Reb Elezer Omer Tisorev, Zubiatzma, Zubiatzma. Reb Elezer holds you have to burn them separately. Reb Yeshua Omer Shteim Kahachas. And Reb Yeshua says you can burn them together. Right? The Homas Nisa and Reb Yossi. One second. So what's it called? So therefore we have Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds in Reb Yeshua that you can burn Tluya and Tmeya together. L'chora, the Gemara says, V'homas Nisa Reb Yossi, but our nation goes to Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi was the one who was talking about Reb Elezer and Yeshua. Right? How can, and Reb Yossi holds that you can't burn Truma, Tluya and Tmeya together. Right? And he held in Reb Yeshua, not like that. That they argue Datka on what's it called, on right, Hachikom, Reb Yossi, Reb Meir. This is what Reb Yossi said to Reb Meir. Afilu Reb Shimon, Va'alivet Reb Yeshua, even Reb Shimon, who is the most makel in Reb Yeshua, the makel, ki makel betluyu tmeya, ava betaharu tmeya lo. But Reb Yossi himself in Reb Yeshua holds that even kluya and tmeya can burn. Only two levers of tumah you can burn. But not kluya and tmeya. Surely not Tmeya and Tahora. So we have now Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi in Reb Yeshua, what he held. According to Reb Shimon in Reb Yeshua held you could burn Tluya and Tmeya together. And according to Reb Yossi in Reb Yeshua, you could only burn different levels of Tuma together, but not Tluya and Tmeya. Rashi. Shteim kachas b'tluya u'tmeya b'chametz u'pesach. You can burn, the Mishnah says, tluya and tmeya, according to Rabbi Yeshua, together. V'raminu u'ktani heyach yisorek apilu tluya matmeya. We brought a stira from another braisa that says b'theirish that you can't even burn tluya and tmeya together. Where it says, masnisen Reb Shimon hi, v'alibet Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah is Reb Shimon according to Rabbi Yeshua. Braisa Reb Yossi Omer, and the Braisa is Reb Yossi in how he held in Reb Yeshua. Kidiktani Omer Reb Yossi ain't anid. Reb Yossi said it's no dinim to what your Rabbi Chaninus Kana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva are talking about is everything is either tamei or pasul, and you're being matamei it more. That I agree to, but even tluya and tmeya, how could you burn together? Kidiktani Omer Reb Yossi ain't anid. Well, the common parak balas nis Reb Yossi nomi kamerla. Disnano Reb Yossi eino yamida. Reb Yossi holds that you can't burn tluya and tmeya. So our Mishnah can't be what's it called Reb Yossi, because Reb Yossi says the fair is not like that. So you can't have a Reb Yossi in Reb Yeshua and a Reb Shimon in Reb Yeshua, because our Mishnah supposedly is Reb Shimon in Reb Yeshua, and it goes according to Reb Yossi. is serving truma kluya tmeya tahora. That's Reb Meir holds. I call biyachad. You can burn everything together. Reb Meir latamei the aman mitivreim lamadnu she serving truma tahora matmeya b'pesa. That's Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds since it's going to be burnt, you can burn tahora and tmeya together, and that we learn from the chaninas kana kohanim. Since it's tummy anyway, you can be matami it more. Since it's going to be burned, you could be matami it more too. Well, netlikur of lezer v'yeshua al tahor al tmeir shein sarpin, al atluya v'al atoris a sarpin. Right, so Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua don't argue about tahor and tmeir, right, and tluya and tahor that you can burn, tahor v'la hulsa tuma, since the tluya didn't have a cheskas tuma. It's only a sarpin tummy, ain mirik a matami v'yadar. So it doesn't have a din of tame that you can't burn it with tahor. And the male you can't burn it with tame. But there's another girsa, that not Rashi's girsa, that tahor and tluya you also can't burn. Because tluya is a lisafik tame. How could you burn it with tahora? Maybe a liyo will come and say it's tame. Amen, nechleku, ala tluya va atame. What is the machlokus of Elezer and Yeshua? Tahor of the eidla tumma vadois. Rav Elezer says, even a tluya, which is a sefet tame, you can't burn with a tahora, because it looks like with a tameya, because it looks like you're being matami, because maybe Elio would come and say the tluya is tali. Rav Yeshua Sabar, kivin the tluya, since the mice it's tali, iata muzrach shmirasa, since it's a sefet tame, there's no more chiyuv of shmira, and you can burn it with a varei tame. That's the machlokas. So in any case, so the Gemara says, no, enachanami. What's it called? According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you could burn tluya and tmeya. Rabbi Yossi holds, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, you can't burn tluya and tmeya. Only tame and tame. But in our Mishnah, even though it's Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Shimon, who's mekel, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and holds you can burn tluya and tmeya, but nobody ever said you could burn tahor and tmeya. Okay, so that's that. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Chanina, Rami Truma Pischo Meshani. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Chanina brought a stira from Truma to Chometz Erev Pesach, and he answered that stira. Mi Omer Rabbi Yeshua Shteim Ka'achas, did Rabbi Yeshua say you can burn tluya and tmeya together? Raminu, chodesh shel truma shenolad basotik truma. Rabbi Lezer Omer, im hoysa munachas b'makom haturfa yanichena b'makom hamutzna, im hoysa magula yechasena. You have what's called a chodesh of truma that sotik tame, tluya. So what do you do with it? So Rabbi Lezer says you have to be shomer it. Even by a tluya, there's a din of shmira. And what's it called, if it was in a place that it was vulnerable to become tame, you have to put it in a garden place. And if it was open, you have to close it. Meaning that you're chayiv to be shomer, even truma tluya. Rabbi Shomer, im hoysa munachas b'makom amutzna, yanichena b'makom haturfa. Im hoysa machusa, yigalena. Groma in, b'yadayim lo. And even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds his no din of shmira, you don't have to guard it that it should remain tar, because anyway it's suffic tame, but you can't be matame if you die. You can only put it in a place where it could become tame, but not mamish be matame. And therefore we see that what's it called, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that you can't be matame tluya. You can't be matame suffic truma, suffic tame truma. And in the Mishnah it says that Rabbi Yeshua said you could burn them together. So the Chor, and that's being Matami, then be a die. So it's a stira. Here we see that Rabbi Yeshua was only matter to be goring Tuma to Truma Tluya, and here in the Mishnah it's Mashma that it's okay to do it be a die, to burn them together, then you're being Matami, the Tluya with the Tuma Tmei. Umashani, and he answered the stira, Horeb Shimon Alib Rabbi Yeshua, Horeb Yosei Alib Rabbi Yeshua, like we said before. There's two shitas in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon held that Rabbi Yeshua held you could be matame, mamish, tluya, with tmeya. And Rabbi Yossi held you can't be matame, tluya, with tmeya, but you could be goren, Like the grammar, you could do it. Rashi. Rami Truma Pischa, Truma the Alma, Truma the Pischa. He brought a stira from a case of Truma Stam and the case of Truma Erev Pesach, where we see Rav Yeshua says two different things. Umiyom Rav Yeshua Shtem Kahachas, the Mutter of Tami Kluya Biadayim. Did Rav Yeshua then say that you're allowed to burn Kluya with Tmeya and be Matami the Kluya Biadayim? Right, we see the case of the Chodesh, where Rabbi Yeshua was only matter to be goring tumor, but not to do it biadayim. Biadayim lo, biapo gavzi kluyahi. Where it says, habitani biadayim lo, Rabbi Yoshihi, vali Rabbi Yeshua. The one that says you can't be matame kluya actively, that's Rabbi Yoshi according to Rabbi Yeshua. The gabi kluya, the pishcha nami hachiyama. Rabbi Yoshi said that Rabbi Yeshua, even by chametz, holds can only burn different levels of tuma together, but not even tluya with tmeya. That's what Rabbi Yossi said, according to Rabbi Yeshua. But the case that says you could do it biyadayim, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and we have to say the same thing we said before. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Right? How could it be Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yeshua? So he said Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Shimon, who argues on me and learns different, that Rabbi Yeshua holds you could be matame Tluya and Tmeya, he only held Tluya and Tmeya, but not Tahor and Tmeya. So it was Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Rabbi Lazar, Rami Truma Truma Mishani. Rabbi Lazar brought the stira in Rabbi Yeshua between Truma and Truma, and he also answered it. Mi am Rabbi Yeshua Grome in Biyadayim Lo, right, the case of Truma, where you have the Chodesh. So Rabbi Yeshua's only matter to be goring Truma to a Tluya, not to be Matami at Mamish, right? You could put it in a place where it could become Tami, but not be Matami at. But Aminu, and we have another case of Truma, where Rabbi Yeshua said not like that. Chodesh of Truma Shanishbra Begashwa Yona, you have a Chodesh of Truma that broke in the upper gas, and it's now the what's it called, the wine is seeping down, dripping down, right, the tachter chulin tmeim into a vat of chulin that are tame. Now if the truma falls into the chulin that are tame, there's nothing you can do with it. A kohen can't eat it because it's tame. It's going to become tame, the truma. A Yisrael can't eat it for two reasons. It's truma. And it's also tame, and it's going to destroy the chulin. So now the chulin are going to become osur to eat to anybody, and the most you can do with it is burn it. So it's going to destroy its value almost completely if it falls in. So Moder of Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yochel Hatzu Mimena Revius Betara Yatzu. Right, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua Moder, that if you have a kli tahor and you can save at least a revius, because that's the minimum amount that has a chiyuv of shmira, of truma, if you can save a revius of that upper truma, the tahara, yatsu, then you have to save that, even though the rest of it's going to fall into the chulin and destroy the chulin. But the mice, you'll be able to accomplish something, you've saved the revius, betara. The imlav, and if you don't, but that lets you know you have all other kelim or tameh, and if you use them, you're going to mitame the truma. You have one kli of a revius that's tahor. So then the halacha is you have to use that kli of a revius and save a revius betara, and you can't use the kelim tmeyim to save the truma. Let it all, the rest of it falls into the chulin. And that's it, it destroys it, finished. But in lav, you don't have any keli tahor. You only have kelim tmeyim. So now, Rabbi Lezer, so there's no way you're going to save this truma anyway. It's all going to fall down and become tummy. So the question now is, letting it fall down and become tummy by itself, or being a tummy with your tummy kalim and catching it, and saving the chulin. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Teiriv, it's tame, v'ad itamenu biyad. Rabbi Lezer says, let it fall into the chulin and become tummy, but you weren't a tummy. Right? It became tummy by itself. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, itamenu biyad. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since there's no way to save or even a revius, and the question is only letting it become tame by itself, or you being metame it, you can be metame it and save it from falling into the chulin. Umishani, so here we see that Rabbi Yeshua holds, you could be metame, right, truma, biyat, not just be goring, right, since it's going to fall in and be destroyed anyway, it has no, it's no worse than tluya. Tluya, anyway, is what's it called, is a truma that you can't do anything with. And this is truma that anyway you're not going to be able to do anything with. It's going to fall in no matter what. So since it's going to end up tame, right, you can be matameyed. Why then can't you be matame tluya? Well, mishani, shani hosum dipher ika hetzer chulin. When did Rabbi Yeshua say you can be matame something that anyway is going to be destroyed? That's only where there's going to be a hetzer. If it falls into the chulin, you're going to have a big loss. But if what's it called, there's no hetzer, then Rabbi Yeshua taka holds, you can only be matame it begroma, not be a dying. Rashi. There's no Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Maskif law of Rava. Masnisen nami ika hetzereitzit. Can't say that. The chorif you hold it, Rabbi Yeshua holds. You can be matame something be a dying. Tluya. Be a dying. Or something that anyway is going to be destroyed. They're equal. Right? If there's a hetzid, then why in our Mishnah did Rabbi Yossi say, Eina min hamida, when does Rabbi Yeshua hold you can't be matame kluya if there's no hetzid? But if there is a hetzid, you could. In our case, there's a hetzid. If you burn truma tmeya separately and tahora separately, then you're going to have to use two different bonfires. And you're going to waste wood. If you burn them together, you can use the same wood. So there's a hetzid eitzim. Right? When it says, Masnisa nami ika hetzid eitzim, Amalei Abaya, lehetzid meruba choshishu, lehetzid muat lo choshishu. When were they choshesh for a hetzid? That's only a hetzid meruba. So when the chula is going to be destroyed, it's a lot of money lost. But another pile of eitzim is minimal hetzid. There, even though there's a hetzid, Rabbi Yeshua, since it's only a hetzid muat, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you can't be matame be a dayah. Rashi. Nami ika hetzid eitzim, ba'amai ka'omer Rabbi Yossi alivad Rabbi Yeshua delow. Right? Where it says that that's only when there's a hetzid maruba, but not a hetzid muad. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go into, is there really a difference between hetzid maruba and hetzid muad? Where do we know that if the chosh is for hetzid, it's only for hetzid maruba and not hetzid muad? Right? And then what's it called? The Gemara is going to go back to our Mishnah of what Mamaish is Halacha and finish off the Perek. We'll stop here. On Sunday, we'll learn from here till the end of the Perek, so we'll be able to start on Monday a new Perek, so those people who were afraid to come here for the last 6-7 blot can show up again on Monday. Okay.